Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is a glorious Monday in the capital city. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you as we will run all the way until 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can always get in on the program at 264-1700. Again, that is 264-1700. Great show today. 1225, Tom Cakert, Hawkeye Report will join us. The Hawks got their kind of home basketball schedule, and we'll kind of get into that with him. Also, the opening of college football practices in Iowa City as well. 1 o'clock, Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue, will be our guest. Mitch Holtis, great to have Mitch back on the show, the longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll do some NFL conversation with Mitch coming up at 1:40. And at 2:20, Sporting News College Football national writer Bill Bender will be our guest. My partner, how are you, pal?
I'm doing well, Jimmy B. A good outside of at least the sports realm, as my twins are went from buyers to sellers very quickly there, Jimmy B. And, boy, an awful weekend against the Oakland Athletics after getting swept by the Dodgers. Well, I got to July, right? I got through July. Today's the 31st.
Yeah,
I made it. And we got football this week, so goodbye baseball, hello football.
I got to July. That's a great line. That should be the Twins' new slogan for selling season tickets. Hey, I got to July.
You know, they come out. Well, the NFL used to do this back in the day, even for terrible teams. And they had the little 30-minute thing that you'd see on NFL films, like on ESPN2 late at night. Remember those
things? Yes.
The 2017 Minnesota Twins. They got you through July. That's the tagline for them this year.
That's awesome. We will keep you up to date, too, on the latest trades in Major League Baseball. Somebody's going to get Sonny Gray. That kind of seems, or Hugh Darvish from Texas, Sonny Gray from Oakland. His start was scratched. He was supposed to pitch yesterday, and they scratched him. So there are several teams that are in on the Sonny Gray sweepstakes and also on the Hugh Darvish sweepstakes. I don't think anything's going to take place with Justin Verlander. I think his deal is too big and probably too complicated with Detroit. Do you agree on that?
Yeah, Verlander's one. It sounds like him and Kinsler, they would love to move him, but if they're going to move him, they're going to have to eat a bunch of salary. It's going to be a wild time here. We're going to be keeping up to date on everything going on right now. But, you know, as I watched the Dodgers again a lot over the weekend against the Giants again last night, it comes to the part. I understand playoff baseball, Jimmy B. It is a crapshoot. We've seen that so much that's the case. But this Dodgers team, they're not just playing at a great level. They're playing at a historic pace. Try to find a weakness in that team. It's nearly impossible to do. Is everyone just playing for second right now? It's baseball.
Pretty
it's
much.
Tough to say that, but they're at a level that's incredible.
They are playing spectacular. I watched some of their game a little bit last night, and then I saw the walk-off again. And it seems to me, Trent, it's always somebody different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, whoever they put in a Dodger jersey here in the so far this season has been able to perform at a high level. And man, oh man, oh man. And they're doing this, remember now, without their best pitcher in Clayton Kershaw, who's out with a back injury. Although I did see last night that he was on the field and doing throwing. So maybe he's going to be back maybe sooner than what they anticipated.
I don't know if there's any reason for that, though. Wait,
I agree with you.
No need to push it. You're running away with the division. You're going to have the best record. You'll have home field. No reason to push it. Let him take as long as possible. You know what? If this even shut him down till September, let him come back and pitch in September and get, you know, 3-4 starts then, and then bring him back. That's the route that I'd be taking if I was the Dodgers.
Well, that's why you're not the manager.
Oh, Jimmy B.
Sorry, that was a shot over the bow early. That was bad. That was bad on my part. All right, let me take that back.
Okay,
I took it back. So, with what has taken place in Major League Baseball and with what the Cubs did now in Milwaukee, winning again yesterday, and we sit here and we say, okay, It's after the All-Star break. Maybe the hangover is over. Is it over, Trent? Do you see a totally different team than what we saw in the first half of the season of the Cubs?
Well, the most important thing is they're getting good pitching. And even Friday night in the loss, they lost the game 2-1. And that was really the difference. Defensively, they took a step back. We talked about them struggling with runners in scoring position, but it was as a whole the staff. They just weren't getting the same things. Now with Quintana in there, Hendricks back out there, he's healthy. The staff is rounding into form, and the bats are going to be there. Yeah, has there been disappointments up and down their lineup? There has been. But more than anything, we all love the home runs, but it was the pitching staff and what the defense did behind them that made them that great team a year ago. That seems like it's rounding back into form. And, yeah, I'm confident with this team, Jimmy B. I still maintain throughout that they were going to find a way to put it all together and run away from this division. You thought it was going to be up and down. Since the All-Star break, that hasn't been the case. This has been a real good baseball team now over the last few weeks.
You're absolutely correct. I'm still kind of riding with the notion that it's still going to be bumpy. I don't see them winning by 15 games, but I do see them now starting to have some sort of separation between Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh. I really agree with you on that standpoint, but I think they'll hit some sort of rough stretch again before we get to postseason play. And I would just like to see the Central Division at least somewhat competitive, mm-hmm. instead of having the other teams that I just referenced just fall by the wayside and having the Cubs run away with it and win by 15 or 18 games. That bores the hell out of me. So I hope from that standpoint that doesn't happen. I would like to see the Cubs win the division. I would just like to see it be a competitive race.
Don't think you're going to get that. And if you're looking for a race here locally that's going to matter, I think you have to look over on the Central and the American League side to see it. Cleveland and Kansas City both playing incredibly well. That has a chance to be a race. I don't think you're going to get in the NL Central. The other races, well, there isn't going to be one in the NL East, in the NL West. There isn't going to be one in the AL West. And the American League East, really, yeah, there are Yankees and Red Sox fans here, but it doesn't matter quite as much. If you're looking for a race, I think you're going to look south to Kansas City and them trying to chase mm-hmm. down the Indians. I think that's your hope for a good race come September.
Let's go to the Royals, because a lot of people in the first half of the season gave them up for dead.
Well, they
got out of the box.
They were awful.
They were. Yeah, they got out of the box terribly and struggled. And then all of a sudden, kind of caught fire in a bottle, and their big-name players started to hit, and their pitchers finally started to pitch. And here they are, Trent, right in the hunt again for that top spot in the Central of the American League. It's an amazing story.
It is. In April, they were brutal. They were incredibly bad. Offensively, there was a portion of the year where they were hitting as a team down around 220. On-base percentage was historically bad. Pitching staff wasn't very good. And he looked at it and said, well, the bullpen isn't what it once was. It wasn't built up the way that they got to those two World Series a couple years back. It's over. The window is closed for Kansas City. They kept plugging mm-hmm. around, and they just continue winning. They go to Boston. They win that series over the weekend. What they have done, going out, beating good competition, and that's a funny thing. I saw a national article that was talking about, why is Kansas City even going in on this one? They're not beating the Astros. They're not beating the Yankees. They're not beating the Red Sox. They're not beating the Indians. You know what? They have a good record against those teams. So why not if you're Kansas City? You know the window is mm-hmm. going to close at some point. You're not going to be able to re-sign all these guys. The time is now to do it. Go out there. Kansas City's excited about it. We got Mitch Holtis coming up later on the show. Excited to talk with him. We'll talk Chiefs. We'll also talk about the Royals with him because it's a big story right now.
It is a very big story. Look, they're two games out right now behind Cleveland. However, they are 55-48, and only the Red Sox have a better record for the wild card at 57-49. Right now, Kansas City is holding down the second wild card spot. If you would have told me that they were going to be there in April or the first part of May, we just would have laughed you out of the building. Mm-hmm. But They have done it. It's an amazing story. And now you know they're going to battle all the way until they get to the end here in September.
We'll get into some more baseball later on. Keep an eye on that trade deadline as it comes up here in the next couple of hours. We'll keep you up to date on everything that's happening across the baseball landscape. And Jimmy B, a sad note, longtime contributor to our program, John Arguello, succumbed to brain cancer over the weekend. Just a wonderful guy. We had him on here dozens of times throughout baseball season, talking Cubs with him. He was level-headed. He knew the ins and outs of the team, and he knew everything from the top on down. He was the guy that, you know, everybody went during spring training and they'd watch the big field. He'd be the guy down there watching the 18, 19-year-old kids, you know, the guys that are just joining. He did such great work, a wonderful human being, and terribly sad news with the passing of him over the weekend.
You know, he was one of our favorite guests, and we said that many times on our program for the last few years that we've been working together. And he will be greatly missed. Many tributes on Twitter to John Arguello as well, and rightfully so. And he will be a contributor to our program, even though we can find someone else to take care and give us insight on the Cubs. John was our favorite guy, and he will definitely be missed. And Trent, there was a passing of the radio torch locally here in Des Moines. Pam Dixon, KIOA Radio, one of the morning hosts. She's been on the radio here for over 35 years. And had established herself as one of the top-notch radio personalities in this city, has passed away as well with cancer. And I believe the memorial is coming up for her this week. But she had an incredible career, fought cancer for over 10 years, and she was a huge sports fan. When I ran into her one time, she told me she really liked to listen to our show because she was on in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so when she was running around doing things, she would listen to our show because she was such a huge sports fan. And I just want to say that Pam Dixon, truly one of the best that not only walked the planet, but also one of the best in Des Moines at her craft, and that was morning radio, and Pammy will be missed.
No doubt about it. Well said, Jimmy B. Well, we transition over for some sad news over the weekend and try to make a transition. It's difficult to do, but the big local story today, Jimmy B, Iowa Hoops. We figure out exactly what their Big Ten schedule is going to look like in terms of the double plays that they play, the teams that they'll play both home and away, along with the teams they just play in Carver and the teams they'll just play on the road this year. And I'll tell you what, taking a peek at it here, I think it played out pretty well for the Hawkeyes in my mind. I think you can't gift wrap the schedule, but for a team that is going to be in contention, a team some believe, maybe even a chance to vie for a conference title in the regular season, pretty good schedule overall, I thought.
Well, look, when you get Wisconsin and you get Michigan State and Purdue on your home court.
And Northwestern.
You can't. And Northwestern, correct, yes. Yeah, you can't ask for much better than that, pal.
Yeah.
I mean, look, those are all top teams that people believe will be challenging for the first three or four spots.
Yeah.
And Iowa catches that break and gets them at Carver. I just hope the fans show up and it's, a nut house in there. I know how people have a tendency to sit on their hands in that arena. I hope that's not the case because you and I both believe that this Iowa team is going to be very exciting to watch, and I believe they're going to be in almost every game.
I'm there with you. I think they're going to be very good. So here it is for people that missed it. This is the home and homes. The teams will play both in Carver and on the road this year. Indiana. Don't know exactly what the Hoosiers are going to look like in year one of a new regime there. Michigan, there's a pretty good one. Couple of difficult road tests, I think, in both of those. Minnesota, who should be very good this year, both in Carver and up in the barn. Then you get both Penn State and Ohio State home and homes. It feels like, boy, if you could get through those 10 games. We're W and L and things in July already, Jimmy B. If you get through those 10 games, though, and you can walk away with a 7-3, you're in really good shape. I mean, you're in shape of what we talked about, a possibility. Now, Michigan State might have some other things to say about a regular season title, but to be in that top 3-4, which feels like probably the top end of things, they go 7-3 in those home and aways. They're good. Then the games that they just have at Carver, Michigan State, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, you mentioned that, Jim, 3-1 there? 2-2 feels like it would almost be a disappointment. Wisconsin's going to be down. Those other three teams are going to be really good, though.
Yes.
3-1 is, you sign up for that right now out of that group.
Even though it's at home. You would sign up. Yeah, you would sign up for 3-1 and take that in a heartbeat.
Even at 2-2,
absolutely,
you're in good shape. And then your games that you just play away. You play at Illinois, at Maryland, at Nebraska, at Rutgers. Well, the final two certainly feel like wins. Illinois seems like one they should get in the win column. And then it's Maryland, a place that they won a year ago. They won't have Melo Trimble. Everybody else is back. But the Terrapins should be pretty solid this year. That's another one. I mean, they win those games and just, say, lose the Maryland game. 3-1 there. Add it all up. We're talking about a team that's 13-5. They're 13-5. They're going to be a top 4 or 5 seed in the NCAA tournament.
I agree with you. And if it plays out like what we're discussing, that would really put Fran McCaffrey and his players in a great spot to enter the NCAA tournament. There's no question about that. The question is we don't play the games on paper, and you just don't know what you're going to get game in and game out. But they did catch a break in the scheduling, and I don't think anybody got as lucky as they did as far as those one-and-done games, getting the top teams on their home court.
Yeah, it worked out incredibly well. We'll talk about that more coming up with Tom Cakert. And Tom just made his way back from Vegas, Jimmy B.
Yes. Was he hanging out with his best friend, LaVar Ball? Was he doing that?
He was. He was there for that first game, the ridiculous nature that happened there. So he saw that first one, and he's got some stories with us. We'll see if Tom, we'll talk about a little gambling with him, too. You know, Tom likes to talk gambling like I do. We'll see if
he does anything
hit his fancy when he was out there. We'll do that with him and a lot of Hawkeye talk coming up here in about 7 minutes. But Jimmy B, before we get to that, we got to talk about, in case you missed it, from the world of sports over the weekend, some good ones, a lot of baseball as we start here. And today, well, we got a new sponsor for today's In Case You Missed It, brought to you by Villaggio Italian Restaurant. Jimmy B, just right up the street from us here in Urbandale, their newest location. People know them for great pizza, Italian food, but a new location now in Urbandale. Longtime location down in Norwalk, their second on 100th Street in Urbandale. Jimmy B, you like Italian food, right?
I love Italian food. Lasagna is my favorite, so I am wired and ready to go, Trent. Let's do it.
Here we go. We kick things off with a milestone from yesterday. It was Adrian Beltre, criminally underrated throughout his career. He comes up and puts a number that we don't see much very often anymore, 3,000 hits.
This afternoon for Adrian, struck out in the second. The Rangers dug out all his teammates, hoping to see history. The 3-0. Around second, heading to third, Mazzara. Beltre goes for two, and it's a stand-up double. And there it is, number 3,000 for Adrian Beltre.
Pretty cool scene in that one yesterday. Doesn't go the Rangers' way as the Orioles win the game, but 3,000 hits for Adrian Beltre on his way to the Hall of Fame.
He deserves it. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He was a terrific player for a long time. And, Trent, he hit in some parks that were not so-called hitter-friendly as well, and he still had great success. I just saw this come across, and you might want to check on this, but WGN in Chicago is reporting that Steve Bartman is going to receive a 2016 Chicago Cubs World Series championship ring.
Really?
Yep, just reporting right now.
Unbelievable. How about Bartman jumping up there? Jimmy B.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't fake news, is it?
I'm checking right now to make sure that it's the real deal, and it is from WGN, Channel 9.
Okay.
Out of Chicago.
Yep.
And the Ricketts, it's coming from, of course, the Ricketts family and the Cubs organization.
Well, speaking of those Cubs, let's go to little Cubs highlights as they continue on their trek, taking that NL Central in Milwaukee yesterday. Chris Bryant with the bomb.
Left field corner.
Chris Bryant goes yard there, makes it 4-2, and they hold on for the 4-2 victory. A win for Lackey, a save for Wade Davis at the end. The Cubs are rolling as they take control of the NL Central.
Well, look, we thought that they would flip the switch after the All-Star break. They were deplorable in the first half of the season. I still think that, as I mentioned when the show began, it'll be bumpy at times. I think most fans believe now they're going to run away and win by 15 games, and they might. But for me as a fan, now that the games really become truly meaningful down the stretch, I would love to see the Pirates, the Cardinals, somebody, Milwaukee stays within a few games just to at least make it interesting. Look, you and I both believe they're going to win the division. I think a lot of Cubs fans thought that they were going to be out in front by 20 games before the end of May, and they weren't. And so they were all slitting their wrists over that. Come on.
Oh, Jimmy B, I think you're going a little far with that. Let's go to Boston. And those red-hot Kansas City Royals. Alex Gordon, he's been putrid really all year long. Here, finds a way to get three and bring in a couple runs.
He's hit the ball hard twice to the outfield. And he hits it hard to the outfield again. That is to the gap, and we'll get two more to the plate. And how far will Alex go? He is around second, on his way to third with a two-run triple. And the Royals lead by two with another four-run inning.
5-3 is the win for Kansas City. They have won 9 of their last 10, a big 8-game win streak in there. Jimmy B, they're playing some good baseball. And to do it on the road against Boston, that feels even extra special.
Absolutely, and right now they hold the second wild card spot. Look, I know it's just the end of July, first of August, but at least they are there after a start that I don't think anybody really could believe what Kansas City was doing. They were so god-awful. And they were thinking, all right, it's just time to tear it down. Just start trading everybody. And this was even before the middle of May. People were disgusted and giving up on them. Now everybody, of course, is all in until we get to the end of the season.
That was, in case you missed it, presented by Villaggio. Two locations, one down in Norwalk, one here in Urbandale, 100th Street. The place to go, pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Make it Villaggio. We'll take the timeout. We're talking Hawkeyes next. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. He joins us, Jimmy B and TC, on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
It doesn't get much better than a great day on the golf course. Family-owned River Valley Golf Course is a par 72, 18-hole public golf course along the beautiful Raccoon River Valley. With twilight specials every day after 4 p.m., frequent player programs, a clubhouse available for parties, and much more. River Valley is just minutes west of the Des Moines-Waukee area. Learn more at rivervalleygolf.com. That's rivervalleygolf.com. River Valley, your golf course.
1700 KBGG is your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Tyreek Hill takes it at the 5. San Diego didn't think he was going to take it. Here he goes. He's at the 25-30. They blocked the punter. The cheat is gone. They can't get to him. Tyreek Hill stays on the right boundary. 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joins me, Trent Condon, and Jim Brinson every day at 1:40 for the Chiefs training camp report. Right here on your home for the Chiefs. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms and will be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3. It's always fun when we get Tom Cakert on the show, HawkeyeReport.com. He comes to us naturally on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Tommy, how are you, pal?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing fine. We just want to hear some of your stories about your new best friend, LeVar Ball, out in Las Vegas. I know we're going to get into Hawk football and Hawk basketball here, but you and LeVar, like, are tight now, right?
I may be in the reality show. So I did have to sign a release.
Nice.
So I may appear on the ball, whatever they call it, the big baller reality show. So,
look it. Moving on.
Yeah, that's right. I happened to be there on Friday morning when he had his meltdown, and so there was nobody else. I didn't see anybody else from Rivals. There were like two ESPN guys, and I was over at a different court, and so I'm, you know, your kind of news instinct just takes over, that you're just like, well, I better go over and see what's doing, and just kind of follow the parade. And there were probably maybe four or five of us that went out there and shot video of him doing his thing. So, yeah, it was wildly entertaining to be in a circus for a few hours.
Gotta like that part of it. You were out there, of course, watching more than LeVar Ball, the Iowa Barnstormers. We'll get to them in a moment. But if you can, just describe that scene on the first night. LeBron James apparently tried to get in the building. He was turned away. They said there's new room for you. Even though you're LeBron, you're the king, we don't even have room for you here. So explain that environment and just the nuts nature. You've been to hundreds of AU events, Tom. Nothing, I'm going to guess, anything close to like this.
Oh, there's just nothing like it. I happened to be there on that court because the Iowa Barnstormer 17s team with Joe Wieskamp was playing at 6:20. The place, I got there about 6 o'clock, and it was okay then. By 7 o'clock, by the time, and that's when Lonzo Ball walked in, and it was in the second half of the game. Literally, the entire stand stood up and started taking pictures or Snapchatting or whatever the kids do. Just as A.J. Green's bringing the ball up the floor, everybody's buzzing about Lonzo walking in to sit courtside. And then LeVar came in, and it was, The seating was probably about 1,200 people, I think, is what the Adidas people told me. And by the time that, and it was the Big Baller Brand against South Carolina Supreme. Both teams are terrible teams. They're not very good. And South Carolina Supreme has Zion Williamson. You've probably seen his YouTube dunk highlights. I mean, he's an athletic freak. And so they were playing each other. And there were at least 5,000 people around this court. And literally by halftime, they had to put basically uniformed police officers around the courtside area. And I just left because I couldn't even see anything. I mean, there were people sitting on the baseline, basically almost on the floor, and nobody could see anything. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to leave. And, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, you know, Damian Lillard, Thon Maker, Andrew Wiggins, all these players were there watching this game. And LeBron, I didn't know the LeBron thing until afterwards. So I got a seat where the king could not.
Look at you.
Yeah, listen, yeah. No, you are, top shelf, pal. Yeah, crazy. You are top shelf. So what happened when LeVar got the technical and had the female referee ejected?
Well, he had gotten into it, and I was just I had just come over at that point because I saw something was going on, and I saw them give him the second technical, and then he went down and sat by Lonzo, and then the Adidas people came over and started talking to the refs. And the next thing I know, the female ref's gone. And I'm like, whoa, they pulled a ref from the game. And then the game started back up again, and it went about 10 more minutes, and then LeVar got another technical, and he just said, we're going home. And off they go. They grabbed their bags and left, and that's when I followed the circus outside and shot some video of LeVar basically saying the ref was out of shape and she wasn't qualified to do men's basketball. And it's kind of gone from there. And it was crazy. And, but, you know, the big winner this week was LeVar Ball because he's gotten, continues to get publicity.
That's what he's always shooting for. And
there were two ESPN guys that followed the big ballers around, the entire time in Vegas.
Wow.
Were at every one of their games. Crazy.
And it's not,
that's nuts.
Well, the funny thing is, Tom, they're not a very good program either.
It's just a bunch of
local Chino Hills kids that play with the Balls kids. It's not like it's one of the big national brands out there. They're bad. They're a bad AAU team.
Yeah, they're a bad team. If they would have played the Barnstormer 17s team, who were undermanned, I mean, they only had probably seven, and when Hunter Strait played with them, they had eight. They've got four kids that are high D1 players on that team, Joe Wieskamp and Joe Hauser and AJ, you know, they're a really good team. And they would have beaten the big ballers by at least 20, maybe 30 points. I mean, LaMelo is a really talented player. I'll say that. He is really, he's only 15. And he's playing up against 17, so he's playing up. But he's legit 6'3", and he has a chance to be really, really good. I will say that. But boy, it's a circus when they're around.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Trent.
Yeah, Tom, wanted to ask you, you mentioned the local kids there. Joe Wieskamp, we've heard the name for a long time. We've seen him play. Last year they got knocked out in the sub-state round by Iowa City West and that great ball squad there. But with Wieskamp, is he how good of a chance does he have to become a McDonald's All-American? We know what, top 30 pretty much across the board nationally for the guys that are going to be seniors this year. How good of a shot would you give him to make that McDonald's All-American game?
And they do some of that positionally, too. They try to, you know, guards, forward, center kind of thing. So I would say maybe 50-50 chance. I mean, he's going to be in that conversation, I think. You know, Adidas, he played in all the Adidas events. So they finished fourth again. I mean, he was really good. He was essentially playing the four for a lot of those games because they just had, they had one kid who really helped some, who was the Wieskamp kid who was playing state baseball for Helin, and then they had another kid who was hurt. So they were really down on their size. So he was rebounded really well. He had one game where he had 19 and 10. He had 18 rebounds in a game last week. So he's a complete player. And the, Adidas had like little banners, and the Barnstormers tweeted it out. This was like a caricature of their top players, and there were probably 12 of them, and Joe was one of the 12. So that just tells you the quality of his play. So I think he's got a shot, and I hope he makes it because he deserves it. He's a terrific young man.
Tom Kakert is our guest, HawkeyeReport.com. He comes to us, of course, it's on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, let's go then to college basketball, because the one-and-done games have been released. And, Tom, Trent and I believe the Hawks caught a great break getting Michigan State, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, all at Carver-Hawkeye. Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah, it's the best draw in Big Ten games that Fran's had. We'll see how the schedule breaks out. You know, some fans have maybe forgotten a little bit, and Trent, you may have mentioned this. I've been able to listen today, but you may have mentioned this, but the two of the Big Ten games, one home and one away, are going to be played in December this year.
Yep.
So you've got to factor that in. So they, you know, they may end up playing, hosting Michigan State in December, you know, just, you know, it depends on how it works out. But it's the best draw that they've had. And I kind of quickly went through that, and I kind of surmised, you know, 11 wins maybe. Is that what you guys have?
Yeah, and I think if things break right, and, you know, you kind of go through, if they get through the double plays at 7-3, I think that's attainable. I think they can sweep Ohio State and yep. even lose, you know, split with the other squads. I think they can do that. The part becomes, do they go 3-1 or 2-2 against those? You sign up for 3-1 right now, those four teams y'all get in Carver. It sounds silly to put down an L at Carver for you, but with that group of four, you get 3-1 out of that, you're in really good shape. And then you get to the plays that you just play on the road, they have a chance to go 3-1 out of that group too, Tom. It sets up where not just 11 wins, I could see this team maybe 13-5.
Yeah. I just went kind of conservatively 11 and just, kind of just figured that. I mean, because, you know, what were their road games? One of the road games was Rutgers, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were two of them at least that you go, oh, yeah, they're going to win those two.
Yeah, Nebraska and yeah. Rutgers are the two that you put in that camp.
Yeah.
Also, Illinois, who's going to be doing a bit of rebuilding. The other one's Maryland. Lose Melo Trimble, but they have everybody else. They'll be good, but certainly a chance for them
Maryland's
to go 3-0 in that group. It's great. And you know what, Tom? They better go 13-5 because their non-conference schedule sucks again.
Hey, okay, let's argue this.
Let's do it.
You look at that stretch. You look at that stretch, and it's a tough stretch. In they go to the Grand Cayman event. They'll
yep.
play Cincinnati there. It's not a great event, but it's a decent event.
Season,
they'll be facing
you.
Some decent teams. The Louisiana team is pretty good. You know, maybe face Wyoming in the second game, and they've been pretty solid in their conference. And then since he's a top 25 team, then you come back, you play at Virginia Tech, good team, potential top 25 team, I think.
Yep.
Then you'll have a couple of Big Ten games, one on the road. So, and then you go to Iowa State. I mean, that's a tough stretch.
It is a tough stretch. The problem, as has always been the problem with Fran McCaffrey, and it happens again this year, is
the first three are +300.
Yes, Chicago State, Alabama State, Grambling State. These teams RPI. Chicago State last year 318, Alabama State 342, Grambling 321. And even if it was just that alone, I'd be fine with that. But then you get two more on top of it, Southern, who was 319 last year, and Southern Utah, who was 4-27, a 341 RPI. Tom, it happens every year, no matter how well those marquee games are. You play this many +300 teams, it absolutely destroys your non-conference strength of schedule. We don't have to like it, but it's the reality of people aren't going to be looking at that. They look at it in its totality, and they're going to see, even if you beat Virginia Tech or Iowa State on the road, and you go and you beat Colorado in Sioux Falls as they play them this year, that's all well and good, but when they look at it as a whole, it's going to be a non-conference strength of schedule that's in the 100s, and that's not good for a team that has at the very least a chance of being a top six seed in the NCAA tournament. This is going to hurt them.
You know, the crazy thing is that that's the non-con for the home schedule. They don't have a marquee non-con home game like an Iowa State or the Big Ten ACC game. You know, their best non-con home game, a true non-conference game, I mean, obviously they'll have the conference game, but is probably Northern Illinois.
Right. Yes. That's what you're selling. Your best non-conference game you're going to see is a Northern Illinois team that was 12-17 last year. That's the best you could sell. Good luck with that. I think there's going to be a lot of people. You know what? I'm just going to pick up some single tickets.
But they're going to be on the they're going to be on the road a lot, and that's going to help them. And you look at what the committee looks at this year, and you know those road games are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So. Road and neutral.
I'm all in, Tommy. I'm all in on that stuff. I am, but
over
but
half
I would
the schedule
on.
is I would say upper level. That's what I would say.
I got you.
Really?
But it's not going to look that way. You know what the numbers are going to look like, Tom. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We know that these are difficult games in there, and there's plenty of them in there. But the problem is going to be the other portion of it, and that the part that just frustrates the heck out of me. Is the Alabama States and the Grambling States. These teams come in, and the reason that they're on schedules is because they come in cheap. Why can't Iowa spend the extra? What's a team like that? $75,000? Is that the guarantee, something like that?
Probably $100,000.
$100,000. As opposed to bringing in a decent MAC school. You know, bring in Akron, Ohio. Bring a team like that that's going to be a top 125 team. And it might cost you $125,000 as opposed to it, but it's not going to kill your strength of schedule.
I do think one of those first three is part of the Cayman thing.
Sure.
Because they guarantee four games. So that one of those was kind of forced upon them.
But there's five of them.
I don't know which one was.
But there's five of them, Tom. That's the problem. There's five.
I know, but the first three. What I'm talking about, those first three before they go to Cayman.
Well, get rid of them.
One of them.
I don't know.
Get rid of them. Get somebody in there. Get Valpo to come in. Bring back the UNI game. I know it's never going to happen. Do something better than this. And the thing that's so frustrating to me, Tom, is this happens year after year after year with Fran. The guy went to Wharton Business School. Do some math, Fran. Do some math on the RPI. It kills him. It's so frustrating to me.
I think you may see this with a lot of Big Ten teams. They got spooked by having to play those two conference games, and you're going to hear that mantra from every Big Ten coach on scheduling this year.
Yeah.
Why they've scheduled maybe a little differently is because they're playing two conference games in December. And you have to look at it from that point of view too, is that you're playing, where are you going to fit that game in? Where you may have been able to schedule something that week, but now you've got to play two conference games.
Yeah.
And those are two marquee games. I don't care who you're playing. It's still marquee game.
Yep. That'll be a good part of that. That's a good point, Tom. Well, the frustration is out there, no doubt about it. From hoops, let's finish up with a little bit of football. Practice started up yesterday, Tom. We made it to football season.
Yeah. It's almost time. Media day coming up on Saturday. It's going to be fun to see. They haven't named a quarterback yet, although Nathan Stanley was listed at number one on the depth chart. Kirk still says it's open competition, so we'll see what happens with that and see if they ever announce officially that Matt Corals has joined the team. We'll see if that gets announced, but we've had that one for, almost 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
So we're just waiting to see official announcements.
Tom, when do you think they'll like leak out with some information so that you guys really will have something to go with? How good are your sources in there that can say, hey, look, Uyghurs look better than Stanley, or Stanley look better than Uyghurs? How do you, I guess, is it like, a week maybe that they're in before you can really kind of maybe get some inside information?
Yeah, that's generally how it's worked. It usually that later in that first week, you kind of hear from some people that, hey, this guy's really tearing it up, and it's not just like a one-day phenomenon where they had a big day one day. It's you'd get a better feel for where things are on the team and how things have – who's jumping out, who's jumping up,
right,
and are any of the freshmen really flashing early. And then we'll get the kids' day practice on the 12th, so we don't have to wait to put our own eyes on the team and see what we think in that snapshot of one full practice.
Well, between then and now, we will see plenty of practice photos. Everybody at HawkeyeReport.com will be breaking down photos and trying to make grand judgments that come out of it. How about you just get some wire cutters, cut a hole in that fence, and get into practice?
Hey, Trent, one thing we'll know that in those photos, the guys will look fast.
Yes, they always do. Incredibly fast, boy.
they always look fast in the photo.
So good.
One of my favorite message board jokes of all time.
Boy, he looks quick out there. Tom,
yeah,
you be quick out there in Quad Cities. Good talking with you again. Glad you made it back from Vegas and came back a winner. What, were you betting against the Ball family the whole time out there? Is that what you're betting on?
Betting against the Twins, right?
That's easy to do. A shot from my friend Tom Caker. Tommy, be good, my man.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
There you go. Shots fired. Thank you, Tommy. See ya.
Okay. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
That's Tom Caker, everybody. Hawkeye Report on the Draft House 50 hotline. Oh, man. There you go.
All the time. Everybody taking shots.
Yep.
I'm an easy target.
Well, I got news for you. When we come back, there's been another trade, Trent, in Major League Baseball.
Interesting.
So we will update that. Yeah, we'll update that for everybody. Coming up right here, it's the Big Talker 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Ready? Okay. We got polos. Yes, we do. We got white and navy blue. We got khakis. Yes, we do. Guaranteed for 1 year, too.
This week, Cat and Jack polos are only $5 and khakis are just $10. Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go. Back to school.
Dresses, jumpers, skirts, and more. Uniforms that you'll adore.
Prices may vary. Limited 1 year warranty. Original receipt required. See target.com/catandjack for details.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866, or online wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We continue all the way to 3 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Al Yellen will join us. Bleed Cubby Blue will get into the Cubs and Major League Baseball and all of the trades that are going down. Trent, I referenced a trade. You know this guy, Francisco Liriano, going to the Astros from the Blue Jays to the Astros. Big deal for Houston.
Absolutely, if you believe that he can actually turn things around. I am not a believer a whole lot. Worth the shot. I thought Liriano might be a better shot for a team, you know, maybe in close contention that you don't have to give a whole lot on. Perhaps the Astros, though, they've done a good job, some reclamation projects. Maybe they can find another one here. But Liriano, to me, his best days are behind him.
I agree with you, but you only really have to use him for, what, another couple of months, and then you can always shorten down your staff once you get into the playoffs.
Yes, yeah, and he would not be, you would think, not part of other plans come playoff time. Well, yeah, we got a lot of Cubs rumors we're going to tackle. Coming up here with Al Yellen, also to come Mitch Holtis on the Kansas City Chiefs. We got football, Jimmy B, this week. Can you believe it?
I'm ready, pal. I mean, I am so ready that we will have a game to watch. And look, it's the Hall of Fame game. Okay, I get it. The starters play a series, maybe two, but you're still going to turn it on because it's football, and we are starved for football.
And we're going to get into a little bit more. Steve Bartman receiving an official Cubs World Series championship ring. Bartman also releasing a statement. We'll talk about that coming up here on the other side. Al Yellen will join us live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. Jimmy B and TC back with more here in a moment.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
This is Charles Osgood. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.com.
Your business has a story to tell. Let Fast Signs help you tell it using the right mix of visual communication solutions like signs, banners, digital displays, vehicle graphics, mobile marketing, and so much more. Give Fast Signs your business challenge and we'll come up with a plan to grow your business, reach more customers, and accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Fast Signs. More than fast, more than signs.
Fast Signs, 1791 Northwest 86th Street in Clive. Call 224-1210.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus station.